The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 25 April 2017. And we're going to have Chuck Carlson here on in just a few minutes. He's having to reboot his computer. There's something playing in the background that he can't get rid of. So hopefully a shutdown and restart will cure that, and we'll have him on in a few minutes. You know, it was kind of funny knowing that I was going to have him on today. I'm looking at an article, which is more dangerous, Zionism versus Islam. And it's kind of funny because the author of this article mentions that yet watching the mainstream media, the news, listening to Trump, and even reading the big portion of the alternative media, you'd think that Islam is the biggest ever threat to Western civilization. And there is a distinction between Zionism and Judaism. And the author points out, he said, I don't belong to any particular religion, but I believe it's only fair to treat Islam like Christianity, Judaism, or any other religion. From a perspective, all religion, especially opposed to spirituality, is bogged down in dogma and is a kind of a form of mind control. Whoa. But again, as I said yesterday, I'm looking at who the people are that are doing the bulk of the lifting, the heavy lifting, for the New World Order out there, and it ain't the Muslims. This is a convenient trap that has been set up after, Middle East forays of some 16 years. Millions dead. And to watch, supposedly, see, in the globalist eyes, the trick is to play off one religion or one people's over another. And as time gets more dangerous and more extreme, that brings out the more extreme elements. Jeez, makes perfect sense to me. And you've heard me on this broadcast many times talking about the blowback. Now, a lot of this stuff, as we see with the supposed synagogues or the racism that's spray-painted on synagogues or whatever, you delve deep into that, and we've had it with black churches as well, that it's actually blacks that are defacing or burning down churches and blaming somebody. And the same thing with the synagogues, and it turns out there's a Jewish element to keep the fire stoked and keep the criticism coming of whomever they target as being anti-Semitic. They themselves have a hand in this. Yesterday I posted a story. They got this guy in Israel. He's a dual citizenship individual, young guy. Yet he evidently has done his due diligence around the world, stoking up anti-Semitism. Do we have him now? Okay. I'm not sure what that meant. Okay, we got him. Chuck Carlson, are you there, sir?
Chuck Carlson is here.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
Fine, fine. I don't go by Pastor, but I'm doing great.
Okay, we got a little echo going on here.
Okay, let's see if I can still that. Okay, how's that?
Yeah, are you using a condenser mic or are you actually using a headset?
I'm using a mic. Just let me put a headset on.
Okay.
That'll solve this problem, I think.
I do believe it might, because we're getting a lot of background noise. You're getting some sound that's bouncing off some hard surfaces.
Okay, what about now?
That sounds a little better.
Okay, I got a headset plugged in, and
there we go. Much better, thank you.
Okay, just got to get my distance.
All righty. On yesterday's broadcast, I know you didn't hear it, but I see a disturbing trend, Chuck, and it's all about Sharia law. People are freaking out about Islam, and, well, I had asked the question. World government, world banking, was it the Muslims that set that up? Communism. I didn't know Marx was a Muslim. Okay, I'm getting a lot of background noise. Chuck, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. At any rate, who owns the media in this country? Who owns everything that you read, see, and hear? Is it the Muslims? Who is planted in Trump's cabinet, eyeball deep? Goldman Sachs. Are those Arabs? Are those Muslims? You know, what are they?
Who haven't seen any Muslim names.
Who used, and Chinese are starting to buy out, and I guess Hollywood is up for sale, but for many years it was dominated as a propaganda tool. They worked very closely with the CIA for propaganda purposes. It wasn't the Muslims that owned Hollywood. And I look at all of this, and I freaked out, basically, Chuck. I said, I'm surveying the battlefield here, and I see the troops hard at work, but y'all are chucking your spears at the wrong people. And my analogy was simply this, that this horror play that we're all forced to sit through and witness has been scripted and written by the Jews. We're sitting here, and it's this gigantic Islam terrorist, and in the back row of the dimly lit theater, there's a row of people that are chuckling their butts off, and it happens to be Jews. Am I missing anything here?
Well, I think ethnically you've got it pretty well nailed. But I would add something to this. I would say that the first paper that I wrote in 1990, it was on Christmas Eve, 1990. We were just getting ready to bomb Iraq, which we did on January 3rd or 16th or something like that in 1991. And my letter was to my own church. It was a Christian church, and it was saying, we're getting ready. We're being duped into hating Muslims. And we're being set up for war against Iraq, and it's being done based upon racism. And someone is doing that to us. That was going on before Saddam Hussein became a family name, before we even heard about Saddam Hussein. We were being told in advance that Muslims were killing Christians all over Christendom. And the church I went to was withdrawing its missionaries from Muslim countries because it says they said it wasn't safe for them. They were being convinced. And that talk was not coming back from Muslim missionaries in Iran and places like that. It was coming back from Wall Street. It was coming from the very people that were planning the first war on Iraq. So we've been conditioned to hate Muslims for all these 20 years, or 20, 25 years now at least, 27 since I started to notice it. And now it's reached the place where it's influenced a lot of people. It's become knee-jerk. where we have people spouting it back and sounding off and saying what they've heard without any knowledge whatsoever. So you're dead right. We are in the, deeply into the second generation of an Islamic hatred that has no foundation whatsoever in reality.
Well, and people, you know, I've heard it said about not all Zionists are Jews and not all Jews are Zionists. Well, turnabout is fair play. Not all Arabs are Muslim and not all Muslims are Arabs. You know, be that as it may, what I'm starting to get now from people is, oh, well, the Quran is much more diabolical and evil than the Talmud is.
And well, the people that say that, John, haven't read it. The Quran has got all kinds of stuff in it that when I look at it, I don't understand it. But I've been having people call and tell me all the terrible things Muslims are supposed to believe, and I ended up being given a Quran by an imam from a mosque. It's the one that's the most popular one. I look up these things that are supposedly quoted out of the Quran, and it always turns out to be a misquote. I even found it in my own church where they had a speaker come in, and he spoke, and he actually misquoted the Quran. He supposedly was a converted Muslim. So,
is that kind of like being a Messianic Jew?
A converted Muslim.
Yeah.
Well, a Muslim converted to Christianity is what he said he was. Yeah. But actually what he was is a propagandist working for somebody. And we have the propagandists thick and fast in our churches and in our media and everywhere. And you're absolutely right. Most of the people that make these statements about Islam have never looked at that big, thick book called the Quran. And frankly, I've never finished it. But I have checked out every time there's been one of these claims about the Quran, and Surah number 3:7 says, you're supposed to beat your wife weekly. I go and look, and I don't find it there.
Yeah, but we do know that there's like Kol Nidra, that anybody that's not Jewish outside of the faith of the race, still yet to be determined, I guess, by the propagandists, you know, which is it. But that, you know, hey, you can break contracts. You can do this on a yearly basis. You're not bound to anybody else except your own people. You know, Chuck, I'm having a real hard time here because our ship of state is going down by the head, and it's going down fast. And when Donald Trump hit the populist nerve with this country, with things that they considered to really matter, and this thing, it was not about Syrians or Somalians or anybody else trying to immigrate into this country. That's what they're calling it. I call it crashing the gate. But this was not about anything. It started out not to be anything, but man, we need a wall between the United States and Mexico. At one point in time, we had 40 million plus illegals running around this country. Now we're hearing that, well, the border is pretty much secure, and, well, 90% are, well, it's down by 90%. Well, yeah, that's good. But all of a sudden, this morphed into, and Mike, do me a favor, ready that clip that the Jews are actually saying that, you know, this whole, kind of this Muslim diaspora, if you will, is being engineered by us, and you know what? You Europeans, you're just going to have to get over it. They are admitting bald face, in your face, balkanization, kind of like the Tower of Babel, where cultures clash, languages can't be understood by other people. Go ahead and what's the name of the woman there? I'm sorry, say again, Barbara Spector. Go ahead and run this clip.
Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Whoa, go ahead and cut that. Chuck, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I don't know who Barbara Spector is, but I did hear it.
Go ahead and dig up some sort of a bio. Give me a little bit more background on this dear Barbara. The people are going to be maybe a little upset if they find out the Jew. I'm looking at this, and I'm going, Chuck, we have some serious problems here. What the mainstream media is not reporting on is all the violence that's going on in France. Every once in a while, a story will bleed through, but not much of it. What's going on in Germany? What's going on in the Netherlands? What is going on? This is a forced, what I would consider to be a forced mass migration. And it's a culture buster. And from what I'm understanding, the Muslims that are coming into these countries, well, they want the country to respect them and their laws. And they basically want them to change their laws. See, this is what we're getting back. We're getting fed this stuff back. But let's go back here a couple of steps before we deal with the latest chaos that the chaos creators want us reacting to. My contention about this in the Middle East is we had no business butting into the affairs of one country, Iraq, let alone seven of them in the Middle East. And at what point in time, and I think this was fostered by the deep state or the intelligence agencies to bring attention to and illustrate that, there's some radical jihadist out there, and they want to kill us. And the only conclusion that I come to on this, because we have been told that this is going to be a multi-generational fight against terrorism, and the government's got to protect us against these terrorists, so this is going to be an ongoing forever, we can't see the end of this war. But what I see this doing is keeping in place and fortifying the police state they have set up to rob us of just about everything we have left.
Well, the whole war mechanism that we've been wrapped up in since the first bomb dropped in Iraq has been justified by this campaign to vilify Islam. And I want to make it clear that there are other books besides the Quran. When I say that I've checked out claims made about the Quran, that's fairly simple because there is apparently only one. But there are other books in Islam, and some of them are pretty radical. And there are also sects of Islam which are on our side in this war agenda. The Saudi Arabians practice a form of Islam that doesn't resemble the Islam that's practiced in Egypt and Palestine. They have different books of their own. And you've heard about Sharia law, and you've heard about beheadings and all of these tactics. These are practiced some places. In Saudi Arabia, they cut your hand off for stealing. And they cut your head off if the magistrate wants to. So we have a radical Islam that is often referred to, and it's the practice of ISIL, or ISIS, if you wish. The chopping and all of that is based upon a form of Islam that was called Wahhabism, and it's something that is practiced in Saudi Arabia, and it is the religious practice supposedly of ISIS. If anybody could figure out who ISIS is, ISIS is, however, in our opinion, funded by somebody outside of the Middle East.
Hold that thought right there. We've got to take a break. My guest today, Chuck Carlson, ladies and gentlemen, on the issue of Muslims and Jews.
Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we are back talking with Chuck Carlson today. Chuck, this is, I think, the gravest situation I've ever seen this country in. We voted for Donald Trump, and he thought that WikiLeaks was a great thing, as long as they were telling the tales on Hillary. Now he says that he doesn't care if Jeff Sessions puts out a warrant and arrests Julian Assange. And I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, you know, have these people totally lost their minds? And it seems that Mr. Trump, along with his new son-in-law, Mr. Jared Kushner, dual citizen Israeli, at the age, ripe old age, and all the wisdom he's collected, is over there talking to the Middle East entities. We're bombing Syria. The rest of the planet knows that Assad did not gas his own people. He has the Russians in there, and they're killing off this ISIL, or ISIS as it originally was quoted, and that stood for the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, which I think was apt. So
I haven't heard that one, but that is a pretty good guess.
Well, several years ago on C-SPAN, there was somebody that was answering questions on their talk format, a phone call formatted call into C-SPAN, American, I think it's American Journal or whatever they call it. And there was somebody that was representing Israel, and the question was asked, if you want to send official notice, if you want to send an official letter to the Israeli government or their intelligence service, how should you address it? And the guy simply said, well, it's ISIS. It's an Israeli secret intelligence service, which just happened to be what they first called the screw loose Al-Qaeda in Syria. And I'm looking at this. The rest of the planet knows that Assad did not gas his own people. There's the United Nations is even blocking some efforts for independence to go in there and take a look at this. And this is something I guess that we can be forgiving, because Mr. Trump says that, well, I don't have any further plans for Syria unless Assad's stupid enough to gas his own people again. What? and now with the relations with Russia, they are being strained. And before Donald Trump's election, hey, Vladimir Putin's okay. Well, no, the Democrats claim that, and on and on and on this crap goes. And just when you start to ask the question the second time to try to get an answer, there's a new crisis or a new line of BS they're throwing at us that we've got to run down the rabbit hole.
Well, John, we live in a society that has the greatest intelligence going. There's more money spent on U.S. intelligence than anybody else. So they are capable of finding out almost anything they want. And one thing they've never found out, or at least they don't want to find out, and they've never told us, is who funds this thing called ISIS. These people have been conducting a sophisticated war on a half a dozen fronts all over the Middle East, and supposedly operate in all of our countries too. And yet our intelligence and our military has no idea, they say, who funds them. They come up with preposterous schemes about how this ISIS funds itself so that it doesn't have to be funded. Well, there's never been a warring operation conducted on foreign soil before that hasn't been funded outside by somebody. When we go into Iraq, we know who funds our warring system there. And believe me, it costs money, because we got an extra $5 trillion in debt over Iraq. So ISIS is funded by somebody. And if our leaders wanted us to know who it was, they could narrow it down to the penny, to the nickel, where the money's coming from. Chances are it's coming from Washington by way of Israel, or by way of Saudi Arabia, or by some kind of a trade arrangement with Saudi Arabia. Because over there, there are two, at least, outright enemy states, and those are Israel and Saudi Arabia. They're the people who are against everyone else. And Israel, of course, is on record as desiring to have the greater Israel that includes Iraq.
That was going to be my next point. We've got the bottom of the hour break coming up here. Let's take that. We'll open up the phone lines as well at 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We are back talking with Chuck Carlson today. Continue, because we just you just hit a point there that I wanted to question you about. But go ahead and finish your thoughts there, Chuck.
Okay. Well, let me say first, I missed my introduction, but our organization that we've started years ago, about 16 years now, essentially works primarily to understand how our minds are being poisoned through our churches and how the churches and church leaders are in some cases complicit in selling this idea of anti-Islam to the American people. And this is conducted through certain churches, not all of them. And there is a big difference in Christianity. There are Christians who are very concerned about our way of life here. And then there are some that have been sold this idea of Zionism that allows them to get involved in this. And we have to be able to separate those people in our thoughts and minds in order to deal with the problem we have. We need to figure out who is just being fooled like us and who is actually part of the complicit plan. And the same thing is true over there in Islam. There is more than one Islam. We have found out there is the Sharia law, the Islamic Wahhabism that was outgrowth of Saudi Arabian way of doing business, authoritarian, the ruler rules everything. There is no other authority. And then there's the rest of Islam. And then it's and then the rest of Islam is divided into two sects, the Shiites and the Sunnis. And we're constantly told one of them is good and one of them is bad. And one of them is trying to kill us and the other one isn't. And so we're confused by people telling us about all of this business about Islam. And we don't even understand our own Christianity here very well. So when we get into talking about ISIS, we're talking now about a political operation that is a militant political operation that recruits people all over the world and has recruited Americans and Brits and people from Europe and all over who end up going over there and killing people. And they, of course, pose as Muslims because we're vilifying them. And then we find out that in Syria, we're supposedly supporting the people who are getting rid of ISIS, and yet we are against the government of Syria that is fighting against ISIS. And never are we ever told who funds ISIS. So this is the first thing we have to unravel in our mind is, who are these enemies? Could it be the enemy is us? Could it be that ISIS is really the American taxpayer funding an opposition military in Saudi Arabia, in Syria, in Iraq, that we have continued warfare with, and then the Federal Reserve is constantly funding our ongoing wars, and the money pours through the military and industrial establishment and keeps Wall Street boiling. Then we have the confusing questions of what our Federal Reserve Bank tells us every Monday morning when they talk about the interest rates and their analysis of this whole matter. So we have a really confusing thing to deal with, and we need to narrow this down to trying to figure out the things that they're not telling us. And ISIS is one of the big things they're not telling us. We have now been dealing with ISIS for 3 or 4 years, 5 years. How long has it been, John?
About five years.
And nobody has ever said who funds it.
Well, and there's we need to mention this. Seeing how that life has been cheapened to the point here in this country, how many millions have been aborted? And that has turned into a...
40, 50, 100, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Our little foray into Iraq with disease and starvation and outright just turning little bodies into human confetti. I saw Madeleine Albright admit on 60 Minutes to Leslie Stahl that, well, yeah, the reports are that 500,000 Iraqi children are dead, and that's acceptable collateral damage. There's been about that number so far with this 4.5, almost 5 year war that has been going on in Israel. When I heard Donald Trump himself say before he was elected president that, look, we're done nation building in the Middle East. We're done with this. And then only to watch him in 80 days? Kind of remind me of the cheap comedy movie, 80 Days, Around the World in 80 Days. I'm looking at this, and I am making absolutely no sense of this, and all the while, more and more is becoming destabilized. Seriously, Chuck, we got people in Hawaii right now that are figuring that they're going to have their second Pearl Harbor, and they're making plans on what islands to scramble to or what to do. I don't know what much you can do sitting out in the middle of on top of a volcano in the middle of the Pacific. You don't have too much latitude on where you're going to go. But all this fear has been ratcheted up. When I thought this whole exercise was to get rid of the illegals in this country because they are, in fact, taking jobs from Americans, and, well, quite frankly, there's still about 90, 91 million eligible people, citizens of our own country, that are out of work.
And John, we need to look at the financial bottom line, I guess, to understand the Trump administration. And, of course, we haven't seen his tax returns, and I have my own theory. I haven't seen them, and I don't have any private information about it. But I'm going to guess from a few things that I have heard that sound pretty factual that Donald Trump is one of the most indebted human beings on the face of the earth. that he owes about as much money as any human that you could possibly find. I heard one time recently, Wells Fargo released something that somehow leaked out to the effect that there were 150 different accounts that Wells Fargo has with Donald Trump, where he's either signed his name on a piece of paper guaranteeing one of his corporations, or the corporation has signed a piece of paper borrowing money from Wells Fargo establishment. So you have a man who is known to be incredibly indebted, and it wasn't too long ago that he had a number of bankruptcies going on at the same time, back in 2004, 5, 6, 7. Several of his projects were in bankruptcies. He also lost his school that he built and promoted and sold. It ended up being a fiasco. And what I'm saying to you is our president is in debt to the very people who are profiting by the wars. He owes money to the very people who are the most likely to see this ongoing war machine profitable.
And here's the irony to
this. Does that make sense?
Yes, and here's the irony for the final ironic twist on that story is that we have no money. We have no cash reserves. We got nothing. We are up to our eyeballs in debt. Ron Paul, at least over a year ago, put it at $150 trillion, and the juice is still running on this debt. And anything that the United States government does, and I don't give a damn if it's building a wall, paving a road, paying their electric bill, they're doing it off of borrowed funds from the very same banks, where the middlemen are playing the middlemen are not producing anything. They're just collecting a whole lot of money. And we cannot retire this massive debt with more debt. And I don't know.
And neither can Donald Trump. And we should think about it. It should be obvious why Goldman Sachs, the most infamous bank in the world, somehow has now placed at least five or six people, God knows how many, in the Trump administration. It isn't that Trump appoints these people, it's that Goldman Sachs places them there. The same is true of the other big banks.
I think the Trump cabinet has more Jews in it than there are Jews in Israel. let's go to the phones here. I don't want to leave them waiting forever here. Larry in Washington, you're up first with Chuck Carlson.
Chuck, have you ever read Dr. Lorraine Day's book, Who Rewrote the Bible and Why?
Lorraine Day, I know about, and memory being what it is, I don't remember exactly what I've read that she wrote, but I do know her name. And what is your question?
Well, you talk about the Bible. Do you believe that the whole Christian, and I mean from the universal church, is being led by the opposition?
I believe some elements within, this is what we do and deal with all the time, and it's a big story, so I don't know if John wants me to enter into it or not right here, but just to give you a thumbnail of how we look at the Christian church. In America, which is our domain, never mind the Christian church other place, but in America, the Christian churches can be divided up into three big pieces of pie, generally. This is our interpretation of it. Those, they're about equal in size, and then there's a sliver or two left over. One of those pieces of pies is Roman Catholicism. So you have a function there, and you have subdivisions within Roman Catholicism, but it's about a third of the pie. Then there is mainline Christianity. That's a term that we choose to use. Other people use it also. But what I'm thinking about here is the traditional Protestantism that started out with Martin Luther and grew from there with John Wesley and others. And today is known by is the churches you see that have the names Lutheran, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of Christ, United Church of Christ, and so on. These are considered in our studies mainline churches that still more or less follow the teachings of the original founders to some degree, and with lots of exceptions, of course. And then the third hunk of pie, about the same size, is the one you're talking about, that's been totally corrupted. And that is what we call the Christian Zionist Church. And the Christian Zionist Church has one big difference between it and the Roman Catholic Church and all of the mainline traditional churches that I've mentioned. And that big difference is that the Christian Zionist churches believe that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Bible. And therefore, it is God's chosen land, as well as being, of course, God's chosen people. So they actually attribute supernatural attributes to the state of Israel. This group of churches represents some 40 to 70 million Americans. It started only about 150 years ago, so we often refer to it in our writings as neo-Christianity. Neo-Christianity is our problem. I'm not saying there are not Zionists in the Lutheran Church or Zionists in the Catholic Church, because I know there are, and the Catholic Church knows it too. But the general doctrines of the mainline churches, the traditional churches, and the Roman Catholic Church do not accept the notion that the state of Israel is anything special. To them, doctrinally, it's just another country, and therefore they do not have to bow and honor to the state of Israel or to any of its leaders. So this is a very rough sort of portrayal of how we view Christianity in America.
Well, and
with that in mind, go ahead and ask your question.
Larry?
May I disagree with your belief in the Catholic Church? Because
well,
I have a...
You may. I'm not a Catholic, so I don't have beliefs in the Catholic Church, but go ahead. If you want to say something about the Catholics, you're not talking to me. I have been on Catholic shows, and I know that in the Catholic Church, there are traditional Catholics who have vastly different views than a lot of other Catholics, and they have their differences within the church. I'm not dealing with those differences. I'm generalizing.
I'm talking about John knows the difference of 14th Amendment citizen and a citizen of the state. I'm talking about a person that has delved into ecclesiastic law and canon law, and if you look at the actual degree where canon law, she's got a case now in front of the Archbishop in Seattle where she wants to extradite herself out of all contractual law. And it comes right out of the Catholic Church.
Well, if you want to send me information about Lorraine Day and what her, she does and what she believes, I'll be happy to look at it. And you can send it to me in care of the station, or you can go to our website, go to my website, and just email me. The email is right on the website.
What is your website, Larry?
My website is WHTT.org. That stands for We Hold These Truths. But We Hold These Truths is owned by somebody else, so we happen to be WHTT.org.
All right.
And if you go there and then click on Who Are We, you'll find my email address, and you can just go ahead and email to that. Or, John, I can give it to him if you want.
Well, no, that's
something else to write down. So just go to the website.
That'd be fine.
All right.
Everything that we've said, everything I've said here today, there are numerous articles on the website written about it that explain it a lot better than I'm able to do today. But thanks for your call, and send me stuff on Lorraine Day, and I'll sure read it.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your call.
Let me
start this call, and if we don't finish it, we'll carry it over. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, another fine guest. You've really been having some good guests that you've had lately. Mr. Carlson, I remember you when you were on Weekly with Robbie Noel.
I
recognized who you were right away. Unfortunately, you're on my very short list of good Christians. And so the thing is, but and what I always liked about you was you know, there's a tendency to see the flaws in other groups while we kind of put on rose-colored glasses of our own. And I remember you would stress that really the problem we should focus on, really, because their numbers are so much larger, are the Christian Zionists more than the Jewish Zionists. Now, there's another, mixed in with those people, you know, I'm just finding out about these people. I mean, you know, I'm 65, and I'm still learning, like, how, why didn't somebody tell me that? I never knew that. The thing is, there's this other group called, who think they are the chosen people, that they are the real Israelites. They are the Anglo-Israelites or the British Israelites. And they're mixed in with all these other Zionists and stuff. And you see, because really, and some of them even mixed up in the so-called freedom movement, but really, they are the globalists. They believe that God gave the United States and the world to them, and they're really globalists. They feel they are the chosen people, these Anglo-Saxons from Britain, that they think they are the true Israelites. What do you know about these people?
Hold that answer. Wait a minute. Hold on, guys. I've got a break here. Hold on.
Years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. Larry, Renee, North Carolina. Chuck was getting ready to respond to you. Go ahead, Chuck.
Renee, not to head off your question here, but kind of off, but because I want to hear what else you have to say. But British Israel is a sliver of the pie. Christian Zionism is a hunk of the pie. And the reason that we are not as concerned about a lot of these slivers, there are quite a few little slivers left over, but the Christian Zionist piece of the pie is so big that it essentially elected Donald Trump. Now, there were a lot of people who didn't like Donald Trump much, and they voted for him anyway. But Christian Zionism is a huge political force in America. So in our work, we concentrate on that. We concentrate on studying what they believe, where they got their ideas, where they're wrong, and we try to be really right about that and able to cope with that. So that's why I don't know a lot about Miss Lorraine Day, who the previous caller brought up, or the British Israel group, because I've just got bigger fish to fry. Now, go ahead. And by the way, I miss Robbie a lot, and I really makes me melancholy to come back on the show and think about Robbie. He's a great asset to the program and a terrific guy, and I really miss him.
Mm. Renee?
Dan, there are many people that are behind Trump. I'm, you know, like Pence and all some of these other people behind the scenes are, like you say, they are these Christian Zionists. And the thing is, also, they are all involved with that Council for National Policy. And they're very secretive. And they have, you know, they have, I think, some intentions that aren't very good. And the thing is, but nobody wants to talk about the power behind the Council for National Policy and how all these people, all these Christian Zionists are all involved in that.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
You should look into that if you're not familiar with it.
Send me any information you like. Just go to my website, find my email there under Who Are We, and send it to me, and I'll read it. I really appreciate people sending me stuff.
Well, okay. It was nice hearing you. You're a good guy.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee. Uh-huh. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Frank in North Carolina, I think we can squeeze you in here. Go ahead, Frank. Hello, Frank.
Well, I'm right here. I wanted to add something to what I said last night. A lot of people think because I'm on the side of the Muslims, as far as them being used as the boogeyman, that means I'm buddy-buddy with them. I'm not. I don't care about being buddy-buddy with them. I want us to leave them alone. I think morally it's reprehensible what we've done to them. However, I do not want them in my country in large numbers. The same people that are over there killing and stirring them up like a hornet's nest are the same people that want to use them to come here to destroy my country through multiculturalism and Sharia law and all of that kind of stuff. Second of all, white people, European people, or probably any other people, I do not believe can survive with Jews amongst them, because the Jews always infiltrate all the institutions, take them over, and turn them against the people. And they pay off, bribe, or terrorize the ruling class that exists. They intermix with them, and basically they're no longer any use to us. I'm dealing with reality. I'm not talking about like theories and stuff. I'm talking about survival. This is about white genocide. Genocide, the destruction of Western civilization.
Okay, hold that thought. I've got to take the top of the hour break. We'll get his response after this. Everybody stay tuned. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up, and I will play the Ammon Bundy tape today.
Hey, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth.